Hello and welcome to episode 19 of the Freedom Foil podcast. I am one of your hosts, Joe, and I am joined by my beautiful wife, Mary.
What up, what up, what up?
This is like the third time we've hit record,
guys,
on this stupid fucking episode.
The episode is not stupid. The technical difficulties and Joe is being dramatic.
I'm being dramatic, and then we like started it two times, and I couldn't say the intro, and then we finally got the intro, and then the recorder died because batteries were too old.
Happy Friday, everybody.
Oh, my God. Man. Okay. We are starting this episode now. If you guys would like to see more, please check out our Freedom Foil Instagram account. You can just find us by typing in Freedom Foil with no spaces. And if you would like to see any gun-related content, then of course, check out the Firearm Freedom pages as well. Episode 19. We're getting into an interesting one, and one that I feel like the tinfoil prophecies spoke to me about.
Oh my gosh.
Do you want to know why I say that? Because I was on my iceberg of truth photo that I found.
just a normal Friday morning. Drinking my coffee and looking at my iceberg of truth.
Found from the incredible YouTube channel, a little bit of a shout out to Wendigoon, who really sparked my motivation to start this conspiracy podcast with you. And I have been watching his channel for a while. He goes over the iceberg, but that's where we get some of the ideas for our episodes. And I was trying to find one. And instead of finding that topic, I was researching it, and all of a sudden I saw the word Scientology pop up. And I was like, you know what? That would be an interesting one to do an episode on. So here
Boom.
We are.
Here we are.
Here we are. Scientology, episode 19.
Should we start with what our preconceived ideas of Scientology were? Because I know
yeah,
I had some.
Yeah, that's interesting. I would like to do that.
Okay, I'll go first. So basically, my preconceived ideas were Tom Cruise, the actress from King of Queens.
Who's that?
I don't know what her name is. She did all those documentaries, though. I think she has a show, actually.
Oh,
Leah
yeah.
something.
Yeah, that's that. She's like the main person that's outspoken.
Well,
with this,
I first
right?
heard about it from Tom Cruise, but right. yeah, either way.
I feel like everyone those knows the, Tom Cruise and Scientology.
Yeah, those are the two celebrities that popped in my head. And then before that, I honestly didn't know what it was. I just knew it was kind of like that cult following, some sort of a religious like sector, if you will, but yeah. I didn't really know a lot about it. I've never watched any of the documentaries or shows, especially from that one celebrity. I don't know, but that was kind of my preconceived thing, is like it would pop up here and there, but you know, I hate to say it, but Tom Cruise is an incredible actor, so a lot of people just kind of look past that.
I feel like a lot of people do that with most actors, honestly.
Yeah, because a lot of actors like are not
try
the
to
best.
Separate the work from the person sort of deal, I guess.
Well, and I get
say.
That because, like, you know, obviously we're all not perfect, and if our life was plastered, blah blah blah, there's a whole argument there. But you know, I mean, there is an argument that, like, if they're a good actor, you know, their whole role is just to give you entertainment, and if they're entertaining you, then you don't really need to think about their life in person. But
while you're talking to me, I have the weird new founder of Scientology, Miscavige or whatever his name is, in mm-hmm. his weird video, like staring at me
Ew.
In the corner of my eye.
I have a picture.
Uncomfortable.
I have also a picture that's like staring at me.
So
let's start with.
Hey, what the hell? You didn't let me get my ideas out of the what my Scientology stuff is. I actually agree with you entirely, and I'm about the same way with it. I didn't do any research into Scientology. I haven't seen any of the documentaries, and I knew about it from some jokes on South Park and Tom Cruise, and that was about my knowledge of Scientology.
Yeah, it's definitely become more mainstream, I feel like, with the... I gotta find her name. Hold on. Okay, guys, found her name. Leah Remini is the actress from King of Queens. She's probably best known for that show. It has the guy from the Grown-Ups movie.
He's which
put
one?
The KFC bucket on his head.
I can't remember which
one. Oh, I know.
The bigger guy.
Yeah. Oh, he's in a bunch of movies. Yeah, he's in that one, other one with Adam Sandler where they pretend to be gay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Tons of movies. But anyway, I don't know where I was going with that, but yeah, that's her name. That's her name. Yeah. So I say we kick it off with Joe pulled some great resources. The first resource he had me reference and look through.
It's the Scientology
website. I actually respect that because it's like start with what they are saying.
Well, that's what I wanted to do. And then the other reason why I think this is going to be interesting is because we haven't watched the documentaries. So
anything
at all. So I think there's a bunch of documentaries on Netflix now.
I'm super interested that you haven't watched anything.
I just kind of got the gist of it and was just like, yeah, okay, I get where that's going. You know.
Oh, I will say one more preconceived notion that I had was like, you would spend a lot of money to be a part of the religion.
Which
that's all I
didn't. I didn't know that at all. I just knew of like just weird stuff that was going on. But then, I feel like somebody, and who knows? I mean, we might watch the documentaries after this and be like, oh, we were wrong on some things or we were right on some things.
I can't wait to watch them after we
for sure.
Did this.
I think this is a unique opportunity to try to look at the information and just
objectively
form opinions. But I always try to start at the source of both sides of everything. And so we went to the Scientology website.
Oh, guys.
And we're probably going to get, I don't know, what do you think, hunted down by Tom Cruise? Save
Ew.
Me, Tom Cruise. I'm on fire. The official tampon in NASCAR.
Don't chew Big Red, then fuck you.
So, no, like, it. We try to be always like, I feel like respectful sometimes of certain belief systems in this. And I feel like no matter what way I go about it, I'm probably going to be disrespectful to you if you're a Scientologist.
Let me just say a disclaimer. Any religious belief, any belief at all is all personal. It is all a personal choice. These are opinions of two people in a whole world of opinions.
Yeah.
So if you don't agree with us, please politely click out or whatever. But
or maybe open your eyes so you can get out of this strange
system
that
you're in. You sound
like
a cult leader. But anyway, you don't need to listen to this if you don't want to. And we don't mean to offend anybody or any religion.
Kick us off here.
That was Joe's way of shut up.
No,
let's go.
No, I want to just give the people what they want and
if you
look
don't
into
chew Big Red, then fuck you.
I don't know what to do with my hands. Sorry, guys.
Talladega Nights is so good. Sweet infant baby Jesus.
So give us an idea of what Scientology is, because I'm like, I don't know what the hell this is, and I'm rather confused. So you know what? Let me go and see what they say it is. So what do they say this is?
All right, Joe, hit us with like a high level definition, then we'll go into what we saw on the website.
I'll give the definition, which is actually from the website.
Good note.
The question is simply, what is Scientology? And the answer is it was developed by L. Ron Hubbard. Scientology is a religion that offers a precise path leading to a complete and certain understanding of one's true spiritual nature and one's relationship to self, family, groups, mankind, all life forms, the material universe, the spiritual universe, and the supreme being.
Oof.
So that's
so many issues I see with that.
That's what Scientology is.
So great definition. Kind of like a layman's terms of like the high level of things that they're known for. They're known for high costs to be a part of the religion, i.e. having gone through programs or joining donations. There is associated a high cost with that. And they're public about that.
Yeah.
Also, they believe in more of the, how do I put this? From what I read, it seems like they prefer, if not demand, that their participants lean on the church rather than outside professional medical help for and any psychiatric help, right. Mental illness, anything like that. They want you to look to the church rather than outside.
They're actually adamantly against any psychiatric care in the modern world, basically.
What are some other things? The big thing that they, you know, talk about in these videos that are on the website that are super interesting to watch. We'll get
very
into that in a second.
And strange.
But they talk about like your truth is the truth or something. They make it seem very much like this is all your choice, that you joining this church is a choice. You can leave at any time. They're known for being very hard to, like, if you're a participant that wants to leave, it's very difficult to cut ties with this church.
Well, it's almost impossible, realistically.
Right. So there's just some high-level things that they're known for. We'll get into the main controversies and more specifics later. But, Joe, let's talk about these videos. So he specifically pointed out, what's it called, the decree or something?
It is the Creed of Scientology, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's a
okay.
Creed of Scientology.
Which is a two-minute-long video of these random
people,
actors and actresses,
of
I would
all
assume.
Nationalities.
All nationalities, ages, races, everything. And they're saying these,
the
like,
creed
the creed.
Lines.
And it's like these weird sayings of like the inalienable. Well, first of all, I can't say that word.
And when
they say it 15, literally my note on here is say inalienable one more time because they say it 15 million times. And by the end of it, and it's funny to watch each different person like try to pronounce inalienable. And some people have like accents and stuff and they're like inalienable. And then I can't say it, but yeah, it's a very interesting thought.
I'll be honest with you. The more that I tried to look into like the beliefs on their own website, I just don't understand. I'm just completely confused because it doesn't make you know, somebody and here we go with the disrespectful part, but I don't know that I really care. I went to look up their literature because I love books and I don't want to give them any money, so I was looking to purchase a used one of what's his name, L. Ron Hubbard's books for Scientology, and there's like 11 of them out there, and somebody was selling it used on Amazon for like $1.50, and the reviews on Goodreads,
they're like, we'll pay you if you take this from us.
The reviews were all one star, and one of the reviews was like, I just feel bad for people that are actually you know, like, able to believe this, and that it's literally just like the ramblings of a psychopath. And that is exactly what most of the information seemed to me. When I was trying to legit, like totally objectively, I haven't watched the documentaries, I don't know really anything about it, just trying to like see what it's about, and I just don't even like get it a little bit.
And again, I think the whole like, not even, we're not trying to like outwardly disrespect a religious, you know, congregation, but the thing is, the problem is everything that's associated with this religious like group is so negative. There are really like very little positive things that are associated with
this
group.
Is there positive things, honestly?
If anything.
I don't know.
So it's difficult, right? So I'm trying to be objective here, right? So somebody listening is probably like, but you know, talk about these like old tribes and like the star people that come down and the lizard people, and you kind of like give that a chance. Why wouldn't you give this a chance? I get that, right? So we have opened our minds to a lot of crazy stuff, different cultures and things like that. But the problem here is that like there's so much negative things associated with this that it just comes off like it's just really hard to see the good things.
Well, and we talk about like, you know, whenever we talk about our conspiracy theories and we talk about them originating from one individual in the modern age, that like it's an immediate red flag.
Yeah.
Whatever the theory is, because it all rests on this one individual not being an asshole.
Right.
And very rarely is that the case. And here we have this entire religion, this entire belief system, okay? Its inception was in 1954 by a science fiction writer.
So
like,
super,
are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, really? I don't know.
It's questionable.
I'm not going to lie. Like, the more that I dug into this, the more that I was just kind of enraged and, like, frustrated.
It's
and
just
I'm like,
a little,
this is just stupid.
It's just very scary because this seems like, to me, it seems like a very public cult.
You know what's kind of
like
funny?
Like, if this is terrible. If Waco had a website and was like...
Yeah, but even
with... I know.
Even
but
with Waco, like...
Not to
other,
even get you started on Waco, Jesus.
Well, all these other, like, belief systems, at least... I'm not trying to, like...
Yeah, don't
like,
try to justify
not,
anything.
No. I'm not trying to support this stuff. But, like, even, like, crazy shit out there, they at least have a basis... From a past religion. Or a current religion and just their interpretation of it.
Yeah.
Which, again, it may be very wrong, it may be incorrect, but they're at least going off the basis of an original religion of some type.
I see
this
what you mean.
Is literally fabricated from the ground up by a science fiction writer in the 50s. Okay, and then on top of that, like I was getting the vibes, honestly, that like this to me, just I was like, how could people be this stupid? And then I was really it's true, dude.
I know, but...
It's true. Like the more I read into it, I'm
all
just
right,
like,
let me get into because we're kind of running in circles here. So let me get into. You didn't watch this, but I really recommend that you do after.
Yeah.
There's another video on. We'll link it, but it's a video kind of I would say promoting, if you will, their L.A. Scientology Church.
Okay.
And
yeah,
oh,
this was on their website
my God.
Too, right?
Yep. And. Oh, red flag after red flag after red flag. So it has like all of these, you know, seemingly like just sketchy characters come on, like big smiles, big white teeth, very clean. And it's like all like beautiful church, yeah. State of the art and all this stuff. And they're like, basically like, we're amazing and this and that. And this is what we do. And this is what you can do. Mind you. Let me set the scene. So again, like you walk in and they pan around this lobby of this church and it's just like this gorgeous, like state of the art. I mean, like probably multi-million dollar church.
I'm sure.
And it's just the lobby. Now the lobby to me looks like a museum gift shop. Like it's got books everywhere. It's got a check-in desk at the front.
There was a picture like in their like buy section, yeah. Like to buy books. And I think there was a picture of what you're describing.
Yes. So, and not to mention everybody that works at this church, which there's a lot of employees walking around, are dressed in, women are dressed in like a pantsuit, a black pantsuit.
Yes, with that weird cross
yes,
thing on them.
And the men, same thing, black suit. They look. It looks like very like flight attendant situation. Like, I don't know, yeah. Very odd. That struck me as very odd. So they stick out and... They're setting the scene where like there's a lot, and this is probably an older video, but there's like a lot of people, outside people, like the public is walking around this lobby, looking at books, talking to the people in the pantsuits. And then they get into, this is a 6 minute long video. They get into what the public can do in terms of they can walk in whenever they want and they can do a tour. And then they go through this tour and it looks like it like shows you what it looks like.
Yeah.
And it's like stations, right? With these big flat screen TVs and there's big play button in front of you. And you sit down and you hit the play button and it gives you a little blurb about something. And then next to it, it will be like a shelf of books.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to grab that book and like read about it or whatever. And you just work through these stations.
Yeah.
And by the end of it, you're supposed to have been completely enlightened in what Scientology is and what it offers and all of these different things.
And if you're not, get the hell out.
Well, and that's the thing. And like all these, like all the books are the Hubbard is the is the author. So it's like one author, one point of view, one
thing.
Well,
it's all based off just this one guy.
And it's all of these testimonial like pieces in the video about, well, I was really losing my way. And I'll tell you what, when I came here, it was amazing, blah, blah, blah. Then they get into when you are a member, what they offer, right? So These are just some quotes from the video of employees. They say public can walk in our doors and do a self-guided tour. They have areas with the TVs, as I mentioned. So these testimonials, they make it seem like the religion is all about you and your choices, as I mentioned before, make it seem like you have all of these freedoms to make your own decisions and that they're kind of like guiding you through it, right? So that beginning part of that video, it is sketchy a little bit, but like it's not bad.
Yeah.
Then they get into like what they actually do. So at the beginning, you're meant to take this personality test.
Hey, warning, red flag, guys. Don't take the personality
test. Oh my gosh. And so they pan and there's this room in this church specifically, and I'm sure others are modeled the same way, with like cubicle like sections. Like if you were to go to a library, you know, those little cubes.
Apparently the test, not looking at it from a Scientology perspective, is designed to mentally break you down.
Well,
and
it's
then for them to build you back up.
Right. So in their point, they're trying to explain it as you're supposed to take this test to see what areas of your life are holding you back. And I had to make a note that, again, the scene looks like more of like an office setting. It doesn't look like a church whatsoever. It looks like if you are going to take your driver's license or something in like this $1 million building.
Yeah.
So then you can also take courses within the church. These courses consist of kind of seminars talking about how to handle negative people, how to get motivated, how to get along with others better, which is ironic because they're known to be a very...
Well, the hypocrisy with this is almost every point. This is why I got so frustrated reading it and why I had such a hard time understanding it, is because almost every point that they state, they act out the exact opposite.
Yes.
So I'm like, what are you people talking about, dude?
Do you know what Dianetics is?
No.
So they talk about this specific seminar of learning Dianetics, and you can learn it yourself and learn how to do it with someone else. I apologize, I didn't look into this further, but the scene where they're talking about Dianetics and they have this B-roll shot of a group of people in this room, and they're paired off into twos, and the person is reading off a piece of paper, and the person across from them has their eyes closed and they're like meditating or looking like, it's so unreal.
Oh, and I should also mention as well that Hubbard in all of his books just makes up like a bunch of words. Like everyone was like,
well, Dianetics is probably one of them.
Well, yeah. Like there's like hundreds of words that are just total made up bullshit that he just doesn't explain and just like fabricates completely.
So then they move into the spiritual counseling wing or arm of the religion, and how do they help with unwanted emotions, help you burn habits that you don't like, fix things you don't like about yourself. And then the clip shows this freaking wild device. It looks...
Oh, is that the, like, electro something thing?
I think they call it an emitter or a meter or something.
Yeah.
But it's like, I'll post a picture on our Instagram, but it's like this silver disc that the employee of Scientology is holding, or spiritual counselor is holding, with like knobs and dials and things like that. And the person is sitting across from the counselor, and they're holding two like metal looking like cans that are like connected to the disc.
Yeah.
And I don't know, but it's like they make it seem like it's supposed to like vibrate and help you like connect. This is a quote. This is a quote from a member of the church. "For so long, there was a disconnect or divide between the person that I was and the person that I wanted to be. And I just didn't know how to get there. For me, auditing helps me bridge that." As in the instrument that they're using. "So it helps a person to locate areas of trauma or painful emotions that one wouldn't necessarily be aware of." They say, quote, "Think about it. If you knew the source of all your troubles, would you ever even have problems anymore? No, we would probably be able to get rid of them pretty easily." So they don't actually say what it does, but I'm assuming it's like some sort of shock therapy, vibration therapy. But it's like, it's so odd. Then they get into how they hold like open houses. So they say, quote, "We will get local teachers, police officers, and member of the local council," meaning politicians, together.
Yeah.
And then they show these scenes of like police officers inside the church passing out pamphlets and like a conference room setting.
It's funny you say that, because I was reading that there's a big group, I guess, a large group of Scientologists in Clearview or Clearwater,
Florida.
Florida. And they're actually incredibly close with the, is it Clear View or Clear Water?
I'm pretty sure it's Clear Water.
Clear Water?
Yeah.
I don't know. Sorry if I'm messing that up, but they're incredibly close with the local police department, and they, like host a bunch of shit together and all this stuff. And still, I'm like, I don't know. I wasn't able to finish my earlier point. That sounded pretty abrasive, but I promise it had a, you know, and other idea, which was I just didn't understand how people could be this stupid. What I was going to say after that is then I started realizing, like, government, and it's the same shit. It's the same, like you're like, wait, they tax you when you're born, they tax you when you make money, they tax you when you die, they tax you when you buy something. Like, why would anybody give all this money? And it's like, I don't know, we just do it. I don't know. It's just like, it's you start wondering, like, how could somebody believe in this shit? And how could somebody, like, go through? There's no proof. It doesn't, like, I just don't get it. And we do it every single day. Like, it's we as human beings can be so easily swayed in one direction or another by one authoritative power, whether that's this individual or a larger group of individuals. And, you know, I think it's very well known in this video that you're quoting multiple times on, like, how they do that. And similar to an abusive relationship or anything else, their main target audience is probably wealthy individuals, which is why, you know, it's so big in LA. And then also people that are down and out, you know, people that are struggling, that, you know, are looking for anything. And I think those people, unfortunately, are the easiest to manipulate into a belief system like this.
Which is disgusting, you know? Because those kinds of people are trying to make themselves better, and they fall into kind of a trap. And, yeah. It's a shame.
When I say letting themselves get manipulated, that's not a dig towards that person.
They're
just
looking for something positive, and it's very hard to see if you aren't, like, seeing all of the negatives and doing your own research and being, you know, falling into their narrative. It's very hard to kind of see past that. And especially at the beginning, where I'm sure they treat you amazingly. I'm sure they treat you like a freaking king or queen.
Well, the weird thing is, it seemed like when you started, now I'm not a Scientologist, so I can't tell with 100% certainty, but it seems like when you started, they actually treat you like shit to break you down.
Well, I'm saying to get you to start.
Yeah.
Like, they make you feel like,
yeah, I see what
you're going to find, connect with yourself on a level that you've never connected with your, you know, and all the spirituality, and they talk about all the things they offer. But then, yeah, I think they do. I think they basically make you feel like you have to be there to be better.
Right.
Because you're that bad of a person.
Real quick, I just
want to mention, because it kind of falls in line with that. In the video, they also show their purification programs.
Okay.
This is insane. They talk about, and they have testimonial people pop in and out while they're talking about this, how your body, from eating processed foods and chemicals throughout the, and there's a bunch of different things, right? Your body is holding on to all of this bad stuff. They don't really talk about, like, what it is. They just say it's bad stuff, and that you need to be purified of that stuff so you could clear your mind to then be able to connect with the spiritual self.
Well,
so
that part I don't even 100% disagree with, that if you eat a bunch of shit.
They convince them that they need to go to this program, and then they pan to the program, and it's like people running on treadmills and in saunas.
So it's like, oh, you mean exercise?
Literally. So, but they're making you think that it's part of their religion, when it's like you could go to Planet Fitness and get the same thing.
Where I was going to go from here off that point that you mentioned is that a lot of articles and things that Scientology, like, puts out, it's idiotic to me, because it's kind of ingenious, because they're pulling on this information that is true, and then they're warping it with the answer and making you believe that Scientology is the answer. So it's ingenious, because right there, right? If you eat processed foods and crap and all this other stuff, like, spiritually, mentally, physically, you're going to be in a worse place. And if you, you know, are there, that's absolutely true. Like, if you eat nothing but fast food every day, if you have unhealthy habits, like, absolutely, you're not going to be doing. So they play on that truth, but the answer that they feed you, so they like reel you in with the truth,
is pay $10,000 to come to our purification.
It's like a fucking pyramid scheme. Like, it's that's the dumbest shit but I've ever seen in my life.
The part I don't understand is, like, they talk about chemicals in the environment and how chemicals in the environment that you can't control, right?
Yeah.
Are also influencing this bad.
Which, again, I would probably agree
with. I agree, too. But what do you... So you pay $10,000. You go through the so-called purification program. You're apparently purified, ready to go. But you're still interacting with the world every day that's offering you these bad things. What, are you never going to eat processed foods ever again?
And that's what I mean. That's why, like, the hypocrisy is unbelievable.
Or, like, what, you're gonna get away from pollution in LA? What are you talking about?
That's why it's so enraging, because you're like, okay, I get that. If you're out chemicals, yep, it sucks, and, you know, there's poisons out there. I totally agree. And then they're like, okay, so what's the solution? Well, you need to pay us $10,000.
Literally,
we're gonna read you a bunch of sci-fi books and use these things that literally don't do anything, and you're gonna pay us more money. And then you're going to do the same thing, but we say that you're better. So you're better.
Right.
Pay us more money.
Right.
Like, it literally, to me, so being in the fitness industry my whole life, sounds like somebody trying to sell me a supplement that is literally rice powder.
Where we're, like, literally paying, what, 10, 13 bucks a month to go to a gym that we are probably doing the same thing that they're paying $10,000 for.
And this is why I just don't understand how people could be that obtuse. Like, honestly, that you're going to watch that and be like, oh, you mean, like, so I should go to the gym? And they're like, no, you should pay us money. And it's like, well, I don't know. It's frustrating,
honestly,
to me. It's like the people that answer the phone and are like, oh, you need me to pay you $10 million in Saudi Arabia? Sure, here's my credit card. You're
my,
like,
thing is,
what?
Too, so if their main audience or their main group is, like, very wealthy people, celebrities, politicians, whomever, you know, they've got money to burn. I think it's pretty easy to connect that. And maybe, I don't know, maybe they were highlighting that in this LA video because they weren't getting a lot of, like, participants, because people actually, like, are starting to catch on. I don't know. But that's just one example. And I can't even imagine the other quote unquote programs that they're doing that cost however much money to do what? What do you get out of that? What am I paying? I could get a nice used car for $10,000. I could put a down payment on a house. I could make myself better. With $10,000?
You could hire the best personal trainer out
there. I could make
my
own gym in my house for $10,000. I mean, that's ridiculous.
But that's power that these belief systems
have. So that's
what
I'm trying to get at. It's like, yes, wow, how do people do this? But it's like, how crazy is it they're so brainwashed at this point that they say, yes, I will pay you $10,000 for a boiled down version of exercise?
Well, look, I mean, it's the same shit all over the place. Look at the news today. Watch the news today for a month straight, and you're going to be completely brainwashed and do crazy shit all based off that. It's
so easy
to manipulate people.
It's the same idea as the news as it is in Scientology, in a way of, let's heighten these emotions that we want to heighten. The news, it's the anxiety to scared. We want to make people, like, scared to live their lives. Scientology seems like we want to heighten the emotions of, I'm a bad person. I feel shitty about myself. I need to change. Let's really lean into that and get their money's worth.
And we're going to make people see, like, true facts, and then our answers are where we're going to really just screw them.
Well, just before we get into the wiki page with the controversies, I'm going to just hit you with the fundamental truths of Scientology.
Okay.
So this is, again, from the website. One is, man is an immortal spiritual being. His experience extends well beyond a single lifetime. Okay. Time travel. His capability.
Reincarnation really is what they're saying.
Or time travel.
Okay.
His capabilities are unlimited, even if not presently realized.
Yeah. So
again, there's that, like, you don't even know that you can do these things because you're a piece of shit. So let us show you.
Yeah. And do those things sound that crazy? No. I mean, you could, but it's so vague that they could take that in any direction.
That's
the thing. You know,
the 6 minute long video that I've been talking about this whole time, not once did I pull any specific information about what they're actually doing in these churches.
Like any other scam. Right. That's exactly what
they're
going to
show you, a bunch of fun B-roll with people smiling, happy people reading, smiles, sunshine, beautiful. They mentioned there is a Scientology church in every major city across the world, Australia, London, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, oh, no, they showed pictures of the buildings. Maybe they photoshopped like the sign on the front of it, but they were like, boom, 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 boom. And it was like, whoa.
Oh, they're out there.
Whoa.
They're out there everywhere, and they have taxes exempt status, as we'll get into later in a lot of these different places, you know. But
let's get into that controversial Wiki page.
So,
I have a love-hate relationship with Wiki.
Yeah, sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad.
It's not even good or bad. It's like sometimes they are like on our side, and sometimes they are not on our side.
It's true.
But
it's true. But
for
that's
this topic,
information, I could realistically see this as being one massive campaign to just like by some hidden hand shit to just like see what they could make people believe.
Or, oh, I totally agree.
Or a massive distraction to something.
Here's my theory. It started as like a funny thing that anyone could post on, and then the government realized how much power it holds and like how like everybody and their mother references it, whether it's for school
or
just
money
information.
They get.
Yeah. And they took over real quick. All right. So the Wiki page talks about the major controversies. I'll just hit you with the top level like list. So we talked about psychiatry, the legitimacy of their religion, the church's aggressive attitude in dealing with its perceived enemies and critics, allegations of mistreatment of members, predatory financial practices. The example they list is high cost of their religious training, as we mentioned, exploiting their practices and things like that. So
really, a lot of the controversies are kind of what we just went over in our rant about their website.
Yes.
and that's just the website.
Literally.
There's also multiple ideas scattered throughout here that I think are very important. That are very important. Important. To...
I saw a putty cat. I did.
So there's a lot of stuff in here about Hubbard. And that he actually made multiple quotes at sci-fi stuff like what?
It just cracks me up because I'm just imagining this dude at a sci-fi convention like, you'll see.
Well, no.
And then like, he fucking did it.
The crazy shit is he had multiple witnesses saying quotes of his at these conventions, at dinners with him multiple times before he started Scientology, that he was obsessed with making big money, and that he said, I think the key to big money is starting a religion. I think the key to big money is starting a cult, because that's where the money is. And if I could just create a religion and get people to believe it, I will be rich.
Boom.
Like, we're not talking just one time by one person that didn't agree with Scientology. We're talking like in the double digits amount of times separate individuals, separate occasions wow. have come forward and said that he verbatim said these things. They were close acquaintances with him, and sure enough, here we are. Now, the interesting thing on why no one from Scientology believes this information, and if they do, they are shunned out of everything, is because one of the other big controversies about Scientology is how aggressive and sometimes violent and a lot of the times criminally they lash out at any what they call misinformation about Scientology.
Or members going against their belief system.
Right. And that's what a lot of these controversies stem from, is that people left Scientology and started speaking out about it. You're listening to a podcast that is obviously, you know, not talking super positively about Scientology. And all of these different things, similar to anything in politics, if you are, you know, trying to be in your, they're basically trying to create a non-penetrable echo chamber.
Yeah, so
that's what they're doing.
The to kind of speak to the violence of critics and things like that, there was a policy instated in the religion. I was going to go into the attacker policy.
Yeah.
So this policy was created by executives within the organization that have proclaimed Scientology is not a turn the other cheek religion.
Right.
So many of Scientology's critics have also reported they were subject to threats and harassment in their private lives. The organization's actions reflect a formal policy dealing with criticism instituted by Hubbard called Attack the Attacker. So this is listed by what the policy instates. One is spot who is attacking us. Two, start investigating them promptly for felonies or worse, using own professionals, not outside agencies. Three, double curve your reply by saying we welcome an investigation of them. Four, start feeding blood, sex, crime, actual evidence on the attackers to the press. So there is just an outline, a step-by-step process. Sounds a little bit like those three-letter agency processes as well.
Right, which is why I say there's probably something
which is funny
deeper
because,
going on.
Yeah. But yeah, Hubbard detailed his rules for attacking critics in a number of letters, including one of quoted by critics as the fair game policy. So this actually allowed those who had been declared enemies of the church, called the suppressive persons, may be deprived of property or injured by any means, may be tricked, sued, or lied to, or destroyed. That's a quote from Hubbard. And basically giving anyone the green light to, if you hear controversy about our Scientology,
to aggressively go out at them. And actually, there's multiple times that they tried to fabricate information about somebody, to frame somebody, to put out, even, we're not talking about like, this person doesn't like this food. We're talking about like framing them with sexual information that was not true. We're talking about framing them with crimes that did not happen.
Or physically attacking
them. So they also talk about R245, which is pretty interesting. Hubbard defined R245 or R2-45 as a process by which exteriorization could be produced by shooting a person in the head with a 45 revolver.
Oh God, I didn't see that.
Yeah, so there are multiple times that actually, so it says actually right here, while no R2-45 letters have been published, orders to use R245 on specific individuals were published in a prominent Scientology magazine on March 6, 1968. Hubbard himself issued an internal memo titled Racket Exposed, in which he denounced 12 people as enemies of mankind, the planet, and all life, and ordered any Sea Org member contacting any of them is to use auditing process R2-45, which, mind you, being shot in the head with a 45 cal revolver.
Wait.
What do you got?
You just said auditing process?
Yeah.
They call the first process when you enter the church on their own website, they call that the auditing process.
Nice. That's great. Yeah.
Oh, so, my gosh.
Yeah. And so they also added other names to the list. But they, basically, cryptically, what they were saying, and mind you, the Sea Org members is this like elite higher level of Scientology, and it's actually on like a cruise ship that they're all on in this like setup.
Yeah, I read about
and
that.
And they all like, I think they sign up for a contract of like 50 million years or something like that.
And pay a shit ton of money.
That, well, they get paid $50 a week.
Oh, that's right. And they work on the
and
ship.
And they work on just doing horrible, horrible duties and other crazy shit for all the celebrities that are like going on there and all this other shit. And yeah, so they're the Sea Org, the elite members of Scientology, are being addressed in this by Hubbard himself to use violent, actually murder other individuals that speak out against Scientology.
Which, speaking of murder,
yeah,
I found this very interesting. So the treatment, there's a section on the wiki page titled Treatment of Members.
Yeah.
And I was thinking we can get into two people that stories stood out to me. So first, I'd like to speak on the death of Lisa McPherson. Or
yeah, that's a big one. I've heard of that before.
I've never.
Even before this.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like my mom was talking about that back in the day or something. But
well,
yeah,
it was right around the time we were born. So 95, organization members, I'm sorry, organization member Lisa McPherson, 36 years old, was at the Fort Harrison Hotel in Clearwater, Florida. So we talked about that and how they have the location down there. At the time, she was displaying symptoms suggesting she was struggling with mental illness. And in one case, she actually removed all of her clothing after being involved in a minor traffic accident, later remarking she had done so in hopes of obtaining counseling. So acting out to seek mental health that's outside of the freaking church. The church, however, intervened to prevent McPherson from receiving psychiatric treatment and kept her in church custody. Records show that she was then placed in a Scientology program called the Introspection Rundown. This was forced isolation used to handle a psychotic episode. Weeks later, she was pronounced dead on arrival at a hospital. The autopsy identified multiple hematomas and bruises, an abrasion on the nose, and lesions that were consistent with insect/animal bites. Florida authorities filed criminal charges against the Church of Scientology, who denied any responsibility for McPherson's death and vigorously contested the charges. The prosecuting attorneys ultimately dropped the criminal case, and after 4 years, a $1 million civil lawsuit was filed by McPherson's family and was settled in 2004. Basically, the suit resulted in an injunction against the distribution of a critical film of Scientology called The Prophet, which the church claimed was meant to influence the jury. The terms of the settlement were sealed by the court at that time.
And there's also a place in...
So basically, they took this woman who was having a psychotic episode, locked her in a room. I mean, they're sitting here telling
spiritual
you...
spiritual enlightenment.
Right. We'll lock you in this room and beat the shit out of you. And then what's up with the insect/animal bites?
So they do a lot. I mean, that's, there's some ritualistic things involving that in a lot of different cultures. And I'm sure that's what they're pulling from. There's also a place in what they call the Gold Base, which is a place in a town of Hemet in Riverside County, California. And they have this building inside Gold Base called The Hole, which is where executive members of Scientology or senior executives or whatever are held for months or even years.
Ugh.
Going through basically torture to like spiritually cleanse them for speaking out against Scientology.
Yeah, that's pretty messed up. I mean, to trap people against their will, especially those that are struggling with mental health, we all know that isolating those with mental health issues is never the answer, I would say 99% of the time.
They kind of look at it as a way of like
deal with your own problems.
Yeah, like you need to strengthen yourself, which, if somebody has schizophrenia or something else like that, I mean, obviously, scientifically, we know that's not how it works.
No.
You know,
and it says they believe humans are essentially divine beings who have been marred by negative experiences acquired over several lifetimes.
Right. Which again, cool. Like I find that an interesting belief system, but then the disconnect comes in because
right.
It's like, how are you going to handle that? Oh, you need more money and you're going to torture me for months.
Right.
Sweet. Like that, there's a disconnect. It's hypocrisy. It's total hypocrisy.
So another account, this is the death of Eli Perkins, or I'm sorry, Ellie, I believe it'd be pronounced, Ellie Perkins. So Perkins was a mother of two. She was also a professional glass artist and obviously a Scientologist who lived in Western New York. She was, when her 24-year-old son Jeremy began to show strange and disturbing behavior, Ellie did not seek out psychiatric care, but used treatment in accordance with Scientology. First, the family sent Jeremy to a Scientologist in the Sea Org in California. So we just mentioned that group. It was a bit sketchy. Later, Jeremy, her son, was arrested and relocated to a local hospital after a court-ordered psychiatric exam confirmed that he was diagnosed with schizophrenia.
I believe he was like trespassing or something like that, which
yes.
is why he got arrested.
Right. So Ellie Perkins that later convinced the court to release her son into her custody and classified him as a level 3 potential trouble source. In the fall of 2002, the family consulted Dr. Conrad Malfair, an osteopathic physician and Scientologist. Dr. Malfair concluded that Jeremy needed to be purged of certain chemical toxins in his body. Malfair said he needed to be energized through vitamin therapy. So Jeremy became suspicious of his mother, who was giving him these vitamins, and thought that the vitamins were poisoning him. Yes, of course, because he has a mental illness, and why wouldn't he go that way? In February of 2003, Ellie took Jeremy to see Albert Brown, a self-taught natural healer. Ellie planned to send Jeremy to live with Brown for treatment. He was to leave for Browns on March 13th, 2003, but days beforehand began to act more aggressively. On the 13th of March, after a shower, he retrieved a steak knife and tried to slit his own wrists. Unsuccessful, Jeremy found his mother in the kitchen and attacked her as she spoke to a friend on the phone. This is so disturbing. Autopsy reports show that Ellie Perkins was stabbed 77 times by her own son. Jeremy was charged with second-degree murder but found not responsible by reason of mental illness disease, or sorry, mental disease. On January 29th, 2004, after New York State Office of Mental Health exams, he was assessed and labeled dangerously mentally ill and committed to a secure facility. Jeremy is on psychotropic medications which court psychiatrists state have not cured him but have stabilized his condition.
So wow. Like, you know, with that,
obviously a family who is extremely struggling, just struggling hard.
And it shows you the stupidity and the hypocrisy of the belief system when, from their own words, when their own bullshit doesn't work, you know, I'll be less abrasive. When their own
tactics,
treatment, okay, when their own treatment doesn't work and somehow, amazingly, doesn't work, they just label them as a potential trouble source and just get them out of there.
Yeah.
Just like when anyone speaks out or gives actual information or says, hey, I kind of question this. It doesn't matter. You're just, you know, you're a troublemaker. So they get rid of you. And that's a prime example of brainwashing, of a cult, of politics, of certain religions, of belief systems, all of these things. It's the same as like when you're screaming at somebody, you know, and they're not listening to what you're saying because it's like screaming at a brick wall. It's the same thing.
Well, this is a great example of a violent, violent death that could have been completely avoided.
Right.
100% could have been avoided, and it wasn't. And this mother had to struggle on her own and ultimately was killed violently by her own son. And they just basically like left her in the dust.
Yeah. You know, and the interesting thing, like I will be the first to say in this episode that I don't believe a word from mainstream media. I think it's all lies and all ridiculous and all manipulated in every way, shape, and form. And, you know, the realities of the situation is mainstream media is totally on board with what me and Mary are, you know, saying in this podcast. So I always opt to there's something larger and fishier going on when mainstream media is like good to go and supporting something. There's something ulterior going on as far as motives are concerned, and
I just
this whole thing just stinks, honestly.
Yeah, I agree with you, but I always just get extremely like empathetic with this situation because it's like, while there may be other hands in this, while this may be a media stunt, whatever it is, like there are deaths resulting from this.
Yeah,
and it's just really sad to read
about.
It is
sad. It's sad that people actually,
whatever the circumstances were, somebody died.
One, you know,
multiple people.
One of the other things that we'll touch on briefly, which is a rather large topic, in why many of you may be asking, well, guys, why didn't the powers that be step in and stop them, or you know, do something to stop this belief system from growing? Well, there's also a little bit of double-edged swords in certain places in regards to freedoms that we have that don't want to get rid of, kind of a dangerous freedom or peaceful slavery sort of situation. However, you also have Operation Snow White, which is essentially, to sum it up, how 5,000, roughly, Scientologists acted as secret agents, basically, and infiltrated every single layer of the United States government, including the IRS, to basically be in all aspects of it so that when any information came out or when any problems would arise, they were already in every layer of this so that they could wipe the information clean, so that they could basically fix court cases so that they could make things happen. And they did this successfully. And the more alarming thing is the fact that they still, after that came about and after many people, including Hubbard's wife, got arrested for it, received tax-exempt status from the IRS. After the IRS and the U.S. government found out that over 5,000 of them had infiltrated all aspects of this, they still got special treatment after that. I mean,
well, that goes into that conspiracy that they own the IRS.
Correct. Yeah, there's quite a bit more going on here. You might start questioning why these people can still operate, yet everyone else, you know, nowadays you're concerned with, you know, other forms of extremists that we won't get into in this video, but it's rather ironic that people are so concerned with that, yet on top of this, you still have this website promoting this belief system that had infiltrated, you know, multiple aspects of our government, like any other sketchy agency or group or belief system out there that does not really great things in the public.
And it's funny, in the website, they don't talk about money at all, at least in the videos I watched.
No, the only thing that was on money was in the purchase section. You could purchase all like 11 books for $170 or something like that.
Which isn't even close to the cash that's going through that place.
No, no. And that was what I thought was interesting, because I expected the books to be like $600 a piece.
Well, no, they want to get you in.
Correct.
They don't want you to be turned off.
Each book is like $17. It's relatively affordable, but then I'm sure they're online
and they want you to have
stuff.
They want you to have easy access to these resources so they can brainwash you before you come in.
Right. And you know, we also briefly will mention we talked about a article on standleague.org, which is basically a Scientology website or a Scientology news site. And they talk about Scientology and conspiracy and the real story. And they're talking, and again, it's so awesome and ingenious because they draw you in.
As in, I'll give you some examples. Right. They talk about Americans consume a staggering 15.5 hours of media every day, and what we watch and read clearly has an impact on what we think.
True.
And thus, public opinion. Basically saying that we're being manipulated into thinking that Scientology is a certain way, which, I don't know, maybe we are, but at the end of the day, isn't that an easy cop-out?
Well, it's all a cop-out. They feed you a truth.
Well, no, let me go
into
one.
And then they, like, sneak in Scientology.
Right. So beginning in the 1950s, during the Cold War years, the CIA used journalists to influence public opinion by planting false information through a program called Operation Mockingbird.
True. Very true. And then, but Scientology is real.
Right. And like, we're not as bad as the CIA. Look how bad the CIA is.
But you did the same things the CIA did by infiltrating the U.S. government. And
my fucking favorite, because I'll explain why.
What?
The tobacco industry knew as early as 1950 that cigarettes cause cancer. But this information was suppressed with misleading news articles and advertisements until 1998, when they were forced to acknowledge the physical dangers of smoking. Are you serious?
But
because let me just say, they have a program at their freaking place that it's called Narcanon.
Yeah.
And
which is about bringing addicts
off drugs, but they're literally pumping them with other drugs while they're in this program.
Or the fact that you're talking about all of these false original pieces of medical data, but you shove somebody with schizophrenia in a room by themselves. You totally throw someone out because they're not getting any sort of fine results to your treatments, and they end up stabbing their mother 77 times.
Right. Wait, but, one more. I'm so sorry. This was my absolute favorite line from this article. Oh, it's so ironic. They say powerful players in government and multi-billion-dollar industries want to protect their interests, so they use their media connections to develop propaganda campaigns that turn the tide in their favor.
You mean exactly what you guys are doing? That's so crazy. There's no
way. God.
And then they wrap up the whole article with saying this entire propaganda. And then they wrap up this whole article by saying this entire propaganda campaign is funded and caused by Big Pharma. So,
and with that, we'll leave you.
Right.
Have a great weekend.
And again, they talk about the dangers of psychiatric drugs that are out there today. Again, I don't disagree with that. I think there is a
but
lot
also,
of dangers
with somebody
and there's
with
problems
severe
with Big Pharma,
schizophrenia
right.
needs to like be addressed in certain ways.
Right.
Sometimes with medicine.
They pry on truth, but don't give you any answers like any other scam, like any other, like, you know, thing that's out there online, like any other pyramid scheme. And it's very ingenious, and they're funded by a lot of money, and they hold a lot of positions of power to make this stuff happen.
Well, what their quote is, a lot of people like reference this in the videos, is the what's true for you is true for you.
Yeah.
So yes, of course, like you said, all those statements are true. Correct.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that it's not subjective to who I am as a person. And if I have mental health issues, if I have a drug issue, is the same program that... No, it's not necessarily going to solve
it. Okay, all of that stuff is true. You didn't answer...
any questions.
Did those people actually go through those things? Where are you putting the money? Why do you need this much money? What are the other truths for the questions that people are asking your religion? They don't answer them. They just give you a bunch of truths and say, well, see, this is why Scientology is true and that's wrong.
Or let me just, like
you
truths,
didn't answer any of the questions.
Truths, but also let me give you the worst truths. Let's talk about the CIA and how bad they are,
right.
Which again, no questions asked. That is bad. But it's like, let me pull the most distracting negatives.
It's very much like a politician.
Yes.
Actually, it's very much like a politician, and that's what they do, and it's, you know, I don't know. This whole thing was frustrating.
Ooh, this got me fired up.
Yeah, this whole thing was frustrating. I'm excited to watch the documentaries.
Same. I want to watch them now.
You know, and if you guys are watching and that was the first time I made that mistake in a while. Yeah. But if you guys are listening and you have watched the documentaries and you're like, oh, you guys missed out on all this stuff, let us know. And, you know, maybe we'll do a 2.0 episode at some point. And if somebody's listening to this and they're in Scientology, please don't destroy our lives after this podcast.
Or find a new religion.
Yeah, we're just trying to spread the truth, man.
Yeah,
to spread the truth, man.
And again, disclaimer, these are our own opinions. We're not trying to project our opinions on anyone else. We're just explaining ourselves for entertainment.
And with that, I think that about wraps up episode 19.
Bye.
Close to 20. One away.
Oh, my God.
One away from 20.
Mathematician over here.
Thank you guys so much for listening. As always, check out all of those links in the description that has all of the information that we talked about in today's episode. Thank you so much for listening, and stay tuned for more great content to come soon.